Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
And greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever meet someone and after you hear them talk for a while or you interact with them, well, you may say it or you may feel it or think it, but you think, well, that's my kind of person. There seems to be an understanding that they have that's so genuine, so authentic, but an ability for them to understand a situation, embrace it, and help make it better. Help make it better for you. Help make it better for me. And they're a godsend. I'm thinking about our guest today, Mark Taransky. Mark, in this part two of our two-part feature, is speaking about, in a real heartfelt way, speaking about addiction and overcoming addiction. How he has experienced the grace of God in doing that, and how the Lord has brought him into a place where, through his organization, positioned him to help others. He's a senior pastor of Pacific Islands Bible Church and executive director of New Horizons Counseling on Oahu. He's a professional counselor with over 20 years of experience. He's certified addictions and recovery specialist, a wellness counselor, and marriage life coach. He's been around, he knows what goes on, and he knows how to bring about solutions through the intricate, intimate ways of our lives. He's a clergyman, a pastor, started out in his counseling ministry, but he began to see he has a natural gift for helping others, and you'll hear it in his voice. And in this part two of a two-part feature, Mark Taransky, who's married to Cheryl, who has two daughters, Taylor and Riley, a man who loves the outdoors, talks about his book, a book that will be beneficial to anybody who reads it, and it could be used as a Bible study type of resource, as well as something that you read on your own. And the Lord will use it, I believe, will use it to help you experience freedom in Christ. Well, we're here, The Good Life, to lead you to Christ. And I hope that through this time, in part two of this two-part feature, you will be drawn closer and closer to the Lord. And so now here's more with Mark Taransky as he speaks about his book. Figure it, face it, and fix it. Your surprising solution to addictions and substance abuse. A book written by Mark Taransky, a remarkable blueprint for the life you imagine. You have endorsements here, Pastor Wayne Cordero. From Pain Comes Purpose. And Mark Taransky writes with purpose. Using these principles, overcoming addiction is not only possible, but achievable. Your best life lies within you, and you can achieve all God designed for you with His strength and these principles. Your life can start this very moment. New Horizons Counseling, you can find out more at newhorizonshawaii.com, newhorizonshawaii.com. Mark, why did you write this book?
I wrote this book because I wanted to take the principles that I had learned and put them down in a very clear and cogent fashion that could take somebody through from slavery to freedom. You know, when I first started in this discipline of being an addictions counselor, of having this ministry to help the broken, you know, people who enslaved like I was, you know, I had all these ideas. I had been exposed to some of the things that I had learned in New Horizons, but it was a very, very incomplete package. And as I start to do my own study, and mm-hmm. I bought book after book after book on addiction, and there's a lot of books out there, but they're about addiction. They're, you know, they talk about the underlying causes, perhaps, or about why people get addicted. But there, I didn't find, frankly, any book that takes you through the how. All right. Not only do I need to know the why, and not only, but what is the what? What do I do now? How do I go from point A to Z and this journey of freedom? So what this is, this book that you're holding in your hand, is really my program. If someone were to come to me and I were to work with them, whether it be through my treatment camp or even in an outpatient type of format in my office, I would take them through my program. And this is the curriculum that we use. It's now laid out in this form. I put this also in a workbook form so that people can go through it. And then, of course, we verbalize, we talk about it, we go through it. It's always great to go through it with a counselor. Then you can really bring out all the aspects. But that's why I wrote it. I wanted to make sure that it was clear and there was a pathway of freedom that anybody actually could pick up this book and make progress, even if there wasn't a counselor around, because I cannot be everywhere. But I really believe this is a gift, and I believe that this will go out to the world, and it already has. The books are going all over the place.
It is a gift. Part of the gift, Mark, is that you are putting your hands in what for many is the unknown box where, you know, if you put your hands in it, you don't know what you're going to touch. You don't know what's in there. It takes a certain level of courage for someone to do that. Well, shall we say, a calling from God, but also an obedient heart to do it. It takes a great deal of courage. You're putting your hand in with courage and grace to deal with or to help people. Deal with that mysterious, scary thing inside the box of their lives. And in doing that, bringing the hope of Christ, the hope of redemption, I'm just going to ask you. Someone is addicted to drugs, relationships, pornography, alcohol, or any other kind of addiction. They have raked themselves over the coals because of so much failure, so much betrayal of self, so much betrayal of family and closest friends. Is there hope for this dear person?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if I didn't believe with all my heart that there's more than hope. There's a plan. There's a solid plan that I have to offer. What you mentioned, you know, yeah, you're going in and you're touching the soul of a person, and it's going into the unknown. You know, a cave explorer is called a spelunker, right? A spelunker goes into that dark cave and shines the light and doesn't know what they're going to find. But that's where the excitement is. Why are they involved in that particular recreation? Because we don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what's there. And so, I don't find it fearful to sit down with somebody. Each person that comes and sits before me is a divine appointment. I know it. And I begin that journey with confidence, knowing that I'm like a trail guide. Oftentimes, they've been lost in the woods for days, for years, and they're sitting down on the log and they're hopeless. And they're in a clearing in the middle of the woods, and they've tried every pathway they can see, and they don't know how to get out there. And I come along and I say, look, I've been in these woods before myself. In fact, I know these woods like the back of my hand. Come on, follow me. I bet you never saw this pathway over here. This is an alternative pathway no one ever takes. We're going to go down this road, and I'm going to lead you to freedom. And that's what I do, and that's where the satisfaction and the wonderful payoff from ministry comes from, as I'm able to lead people out of the middle of that woods and that hopelessness on that log into back to freedom, where they can enter into the civilization. It's a blast. It's wonderful.
I want to go into a few things that you mentioned here. You talk about forgetting the labels.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, oftentimes when people come in and they'll say, here's a typical call I get, okay? Somebody will call and I remember struggling my own self, you know, when you're drinking especially, all right? You wonder, because drinking is like on a continuum. you know, somebody might drink a couple beers, and somebody might drink, you know, a case, and then they ask themselves, and then you ask, well, what's moderation? And you line up 10 drinkers, and their definition of moderation is going to be 10 different ways. And so oftentimes people they wonder, am I an alcoholic? They already know, and they sense that they're drinking too much, that things are getting out of control. But this label of an alcoholic is such a, just with fear and trepidation. I'm drinking. I might be drinking a little too much, but I don't want to be an alcoholic, you know, because we think of that person who's lying in the gutter and, you know, on, you know, down by River of Life and all, you know, all a park. And I, you know, certainly I'm not like them, you know, but, and so they're wondering. And so they will call and they'll say, do you do assessments? Now, assessment is, you know, where someone will professionally assess whether or not you have a drug or alcohol problem. And so assessments can cost sometimes $250 for a professional psychological or drug-appointed, type of professional assessment. So people will call, though, and they want to be assessed to know if they – where do I fit in this continuum? That's what they're asking. So they'll call and say, you know, I'm not sure if I'm, you know, I'm not sure if I'm an alcoholic. Do you do assessments? And I'll say, well, you know, assessments can be very pricey, but I'm willing to do one with you right now if you'd like to. Right now? Yeah, right now over the phone. Would you like to do an over the phone assessment free of charge? They say, well, okay. I say, okay, ready? Let's go. And then I say, okay, ready for the first question? Yes. All right. Do you drink alcohol? Yes. Me. Does your alcohol drinking cause you problems? Yes. I said, okay, assessment's over. You're a problem drinker. And then they chuckle on the end of the phone because they know where I'm going with that. I don't care if they want to label themselves an addict or an alcoholic. In other programs, that's important. You must. All right. My question to an individual, is this behavior causing you problems? Is it not helping you get the good life? The name of this program is The Good Life. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. We all want the good life. Jesus regarded it as the abundant life. So the question is your behavior, what you're doing right now, helping you to get the abundant life, the good life? Well, if the answer is no, then come on over. Let's work. Let's work together so that you can get the life you want. And now the motivation becomes positive. We forget the labels. I don't care about the labels. The labels are oftentimes a definition of negativity and keep a person in that guilt and shame cycle instead of moving them toward that life they want.
That's Mark Taransky. He is the author of the book, Figure It, Face It, and Fix It, Your Surprising Solution to Addiction Substance Abuse. Solution. I love solutions, don't you? He's the executive director of New Horizons, a substance abuse, addiction, and marriage counseling program. You can find out more about Mark Taransky at newhorizonshawaii.com. Email him, info@newhorizonshawaii.com. I want so much for you to take a step. If you or someone you know is struggling, is in a pit of despair due to addiction, you ask, well, what do I do? Where do I go? Well, here is someone that the Lord has brought to you to reach out to. And as you reach out, He will reach out. And it's the Lord that's bringing you together. A path of freedom. NewHorizonsHawaii.com. We'll be back with more from Mark Taransky. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Somebody who will stand with you, stand beside you, hold your hand or link arms with you or put his arm around you and walk you through. Hey, a guide, really. Let's take this path. It's a path that very few ever take. But let me lead you on this way, a path to freedom. Well, that's Mark Taransky, a man of great faith, a man who has a strong biblical foundation in his understanding. He's a pastor. He's also the executive director of New Horizons, the program where substance abuse, addiction, and marriage counseling is, you can receive a ministry to overcome these very difficult experiences of life. You can find out more at newhorizonshawaii.com. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Find out more about this program. To get the program as a free podcast, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get that and other resources available for you. This is part two of a two-part feature, a pre-recorded interview with Mark Taransky. And now we go back as he speaks about his book, Figure It, Face It, and Fix It. Now he goes into more detail. Here's more with Mark Taransky.
So the question is your behavior, what you're doing right now, helping you to get the abundant life, the good life? Well, if the answer is no, then come on over. Let's work. Let's work together so that you can get the life you want. And now the motivation becomes positive. We forget the labels. I don't care about the labels. The labels are oftentimes a definition of negativity and keep a person in that guilt and shame cycle instead of moving them toward that life they want. So that's why it's so very important.
Now, you go for 1 week. You have a 1 week, the New Horizons treatment camp, a life-changing experience. People, you've got testimonies of people that have been transformed. Follow-up. How is that maintained? I don't even know if that's the right way of saying it. So that someone can truly, you know, a year, two, three, five, a decade later say, yeah, I've truly been set free. After the camp, what happens?
Okay, that's a great question because it, do we have follow-up? Yes, and I'll talk about that. And why do we even ask the question? Really good thing to consider, because in most typical programs, if you take the 12-step approach, we have to understand that the 12-step approach is based on the disease model. The 12-step approach goes something like this. There, you are an alcoholic or an addict, and you will be for the rest of your life. You will never be cured. You have a disease. And so don't try to look for a cure because there is not one. And so your best bet is to manage that disease. That's what you are now relegated to, a lifetime of managing the disease. And so a way to do that is you have to go to meetings every night, preferably. It's certainly in the first 90 days. You go to 90 meetings in 90 days. And because the whole objective of an AA approach is to manage your addiction, not to cure your addiction. That's a philosophical approach. Now, if someone bought into that and they went with the AA approach, it will work. That can't, but a lot of people either can't maintain it or don't want to maintain it, or that doesn't resonate with them. And so, you know, for many, many people, they don't want to go down that road. Okay. Now, with the program that I run, it's based on a philosophical approach or a psychological discipline called cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, people think that in the 60s, CBT was invented by some psychological guy, but I got news for you. CBT was actually created by God. And in Romans, it says that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And when you renew your mind, when the new Danny comes, you think about your history. I've heard your testimony. Powerful, okay? Mm-hmm. And you look back at the old Danny. You know, before all that trauma happened up at the Poly, you think of all the stuff that went on for you then. And now we're to say, well, why don't you do all that right now? And you're going to say, because that is the old Danny. I don't like the old Danny. I love the new Danny. I'll never go back to the old Danny. You have made the switch from within. And when that switch happens from within, you truly are free from the old Danny. And so that is what. With the New Horizons approach and the CBT, where your thoughts change your behavior, that's all that means, okay? We help somebody to make that switch inside so that my objective for them is to walk in freedom. You don't have to be stuck going to meetings for the rest of your life or in follow-up for the rest of your life. You should be walking in freedom and enjoying your life, your relationships and your career and your purpose in life that God has given you, your gifting through the Holy Spirit. That's what you should be doing, not locked into two-hour meetings every, you know, three times a week or whatever the case is. All right, so that's the objective of this program, to get people out from under me. I don't want them to rely on the program under me. I want them to be free. Now, having said that, I did a treatment camp last week, right? Tonight, I'm doing my first follow-up meeting because that group that met together now become a support group. And mm-hmm. So we meet, and we will meet in, as long as the group feels that they want to meet. Well, when they're done meeting, then they're going to disperse and they're going to go on with their lives. And so tonight's the first of several meetings that I know we'll have over the next weeks and months.
So there's a built-in follow-up component to it, but it sounds like it's not. It's not structured to overly structured.
No.
I wish I could tell the world about this program. The curriculum is fresh, exciting, and empowering. Thank you, Mark. You've saved lives. I went to church to find recovery and didn't find it, and never thought I would go to recovery and end up finding church. These are some testimonials of people that have shared what their life has experienced, how they've been changed as a result of this. How do you determine when there is a disbanding of the follow-up, which you're going to have tonight from last week's week-long camp? How do you determine that? Okay, they're ready to transition out.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you'll read it in my book. It's not my program. It's their program. So it's important that they determine that. And as they say to me, you know, I feel great. I feel free. And if I say, look, my door's always open. Come on back. Or come on back and help. Give back. Some of my most loyal followers are people who have been through my program. Their life was changed. And now they come back. And they now serve in a capacity of being a life coach or a sober buddy, someone who can come along. I've just this last treatment camp developed a program to take alumni back through, and then they learn to do the program with others. It's just like discipleship, right? Once you've heard the good news, you want to evangelize others. And so one of my guys says, you know what? I've been clean and sober and I haven't been using, but I need a purpose for my sobriety. Of course you do. That's that God-given plan that we all need. And so what better purpose for your sobriety than finding what God's purpose is for your life so you can move with that?
We have a variety of listeners and some are pretty cut and dry. And someone is probably asking right now, Danny, ask him. Just ask him, what is the success rate of New Horizons Substance Abuse Addiction Marriage Counseling, this program that Mark has been talking about? How effective, how successful has it been?
Well, every person that goes through my program leaves out the door 100% satisfied and liking the program. And when I put the I've got 12 new testimonials from my treatment camp that are on my laptop that I'm going to put up on my website probably tonight or the next couple of days.
Not even in the book.
They're not even in the book or on my website now. That's 12. Not one of them was negative, okay? So when people go through the program, they're 100% satisfied. Now, as we go by, though, here's the question. I understand the question. Mm-hmm. What about relapse? Okay. Right. And people do relapse. But, and I don't, to be honest with you, I don't follow up on every person. It would be a massive, undertaking to be able to call people up years later and say, so how you doing? I don't have the time right now because God's just consummating my time with all sorts of things. And so, but here's what I have found out, that the 12-step program, apparently the stats on that, because they have a hard time too. I mean, that's been around since 30s or 40s, they don't even keep stats on their own program. But the general wisdom out there, it's between either 5 to 10% success rate for a 12-step program. Some say up to 30. It depends on the stats that you're seeing. Some people have tried to research this. But a CBT or a cognitive behavioral therapy type of program, up to 80% success rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite a high success rate. Mark Taransky will explain a little bit further when we come back from our break. Hey, people want to know, don't you think? Wouldn't you want to know? Well, of course. So we ask, and he answers, and he will go into a number of other specifics with regard to what he's doing so that you can assess. You can assess not only yourself. Maybe you say, well, okay, I'm not addicted to anything, but I know somebody who is very close to me that I think could really benefit from this program. Well, you can direct them to Mark. Maybe you have overcome addiction, and this, you can be a voice, a mouthpiece to someone, a word of hope to someone. Hey, the Lord has delivered me. He can deliver you as well. Maybe you might feel as though you are on the brink of an awareness of a difficulty that you've been having. You've been trying to find a way to cope. And this is it. You're coping. It's a coping mechanism. But now you're shackled. And it's coming to your awareness now that that's the case. Well, again, New Horizons with Mark Taransky. We'll be back, and he'll share more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, the Latin word for priest is the word pontifex. Pontifex. And pontifex means bridge builder. I love bridge builders because, and you should too, because, well, if you want to go from one place to the next and there's a separation between maybe a chasm or a body of water, and you build a bridge, well, you can get from here to there. Mark Taransky is he's a priest, a pontifex. He's a bridge builder of hope when it comes to being free from addiction. And if you've ever been addicted to anything, you know how that can feel. But to be free, Mark Taransky has written a book. It's called Figure It, Face It, and Fix It. And he's here to explain that to us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us today. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. This is part two of a two-part feature, a pre-recorded interview with Mark. And now he describes his book. We're going into greater detail now as he explains his book, his program, and how you can access it and experience the change. You or someone that you love and know would benefit from it. Find out more about his program at newhorizonshawaii.com.
Some say up to 30. It depends on the stats that you're seeing. Some people have tried to research this. But a CBT or a cognitive behavioral therapy type of program, up to 80% success rate. Mm-hmm. So those numbers I can throw out with, because I've seen the stats on that. But here's what I see with my own two eyes. I see people walking away free and happy and feeling empowered that they now have their life. And that's the thing that I see over and over and over again. It's exciting.
Does someone need to be a Christ follower to go to your program?
Oh, thank you for asking that question. When I did this program myself, okay, and I went into the mid-90s, I went into New Horizons, I met with this lady, Katie, She was an atheist. And she didn't really believe in God at all. And she started doing this program with me. And I went, oh, my goodness. This is all based on the truth of Scripture. And she doesn't even know it, because all truth is God's truth. And so as I went through that, I started to take, and I started to show real interest in the program. And I started to take it. I took the program and put scriptural underpinnings to it and connected the dots with a scriptural truth. And she looked at that, she with a smile on her face. She goes, well, that's a wonderful interpretation you have of the program, you know. And but, yeah, let's take this last treatment camp. First of all, New Horizons has been around since 1980, and I'm on the National SAMHSA list. And so I get calls from all walks of life. This is not a Christian program, okay? It is a program that works, and it's run by a Christian. Now, when I get people in, I have on the registration form, I have, do you believe in God? Do you consider yourself a spiritual or religious person? What denomination do you are you affiliated with? And every time I look at the registration form, I look at that first. And oftentimes I get in people that are, you know, they're anti-God, they're not, they don't, they're agnostic, they're Buddhist, whatever the situation is. And I just work with them, and God is always faithful, because when we're dealing with matters of the heart, God is always faithful to bring the conversation around the spiritual things. Now, let me just say this thing that happened last week at treatment camp, because I do these treatment camps, and sometimes I get a conglomeration of Christians, and the conversation just flows toward the theological. I almost got to keep it out of the theological department. You know, everybody wants to talk God, and it just really works that way. This particular last treatment camp, I had several people come up and they were really gun shy about the God thing, especially because 12 steps says you have to relinquish your power to a, you know, you relinquish yourself to a higher power. And they were just put off by that, and they didn't want to do that. I knew that. So I do the program. Don't really say anything about God or spirituality. And then at the end, the last night before we left, I let everybody know about my, you know, my pastor, so to speak, that I'm a pastor of a church. By that time, I had won them. They saw Jesus. They felt Jesus in me. And by that time, it wasn't even a blip on the radar. I had a guy come up the last day of camp. Now he knew that I was a pastor. He says, I'm blown away that you have such deeply held Christian beliefs, and yet you didn't push them on anybody here. He says, I really respect that. He says, I want to know more. And he's setting up an appointment with me. Now his heart and mind is open because of what I didn't do, not because of what I've done. New Horizons, I consider, is in the Christian world, in evangelistically speaking, special ops.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a spiritual battle, right? And the church and Jesus Christ is calling you, those type of things. They're like aircraft carriers and tanks, and the battles, you know, they're the visible part of the army of Christians that move forward. Well, we've got to also have the stealthy ones, the ones that go through the back door instead of the front door, the special ops. And New Horizons is a special op. I come in with a program that works, that changes lives, and then as God opens doors, I walk through it. And one of the ladies that came up to treatment camp, she was gun shy about Christianity. I don't want it. She said, hey, look, this isn't going to be about religion or God, is it? Because I don't want to come. I say, look, we're going to go through the program. That's not what it's all about. And you can safely assure that it'll be okay. Come to find out this morning, okay, her husband calls me and says, my wife just came back from this camp a changed person. I don't know what you did up there. But she was wanting to divorce me before, and I'm a full-on Christian, and I've been pushing my faith onto her, and she's been wanting to run away from me. And as I started to talk with him, I started to share with him the principles of what I did at the camp, and why that opened up her spirit, and why in-your-face Christianity can sometimes close a spirit. Mm. And he was able to grasp that, and I'm now going to work with this couple, and hopefully, by God's grace, we'll save this marriage. But, you know, Jesus says to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. We've lost evangelistically in our society. We have to learn to find the inroads to the heart. Paul says, be all things to all people. What was he talking about in that principle? He's saying you got to have the akamai to be able to look inside a person's soul and know when to push in and when not to push in, and trust and rely on the Holy Spirit instead of your four spiritual laws. And we come in so much sometimes with an agenda that we don't give God a chance to work. Because we want it to work. And so that's what I do. I don't know if that's a long answer to a short question, but you know, as a pastor in evangelism, this is the Great Commission. This is all really important to me. But how are we going to do it? What is effective in our day and age? We've got to ask those questions.
Well, another question somebody would ask is, man, I'm really interested. In fact, I want to be there. I feel like I've got to be there. I've got to connect with Pastor Mark Taransky. How much does it cost?
Well, New Horizons is a private organization, so we don't work through insurance companies. And so the out-of-pocket expense is there. And you know what? When I went through this program, I paid $3,500 to go through this program. It was the best investment of my entire life. But when I took it over, I said, the first thing I'm going to do is take away that price because most people cannot afford that. There's a saying out there that you got to pay to get well. You got to pay to get well. I think insurance has done, even though it's helped so many people by making things affordable, in some ways, too, it's been it's done our society a disservice. Because if I can't get something for a $12 copay, then I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there's no buy-in. And Jesus says where your heart is, that's where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be, right? And that principle is when we invest money into something, our treasure, our heart's going to be in on that. And so oftentimes people will come to me and they have a well-meaning loved one or someone pay for the program. Already that's a little yellow flag for me, and I talk to them about it. There's no investment on your part. Mm. Part of you being here and getting well is investing in this program and doing it. And so, money is part of the treatment. It is. It sounds weird. It sounds self-serving, but it's not. It's really part of the psychological angle for someone to actually invest in the program and get well. But to answer your question, the treatment camp for a week up there is $1,500 just to stay at the camp, eat your food, go through the program, the whole nine yards. But a regular, I have outpatient and intensive outpatient. An outpatient program is a two-month program. You work with me for 2 months. You meet with me once a week. I go through the entire program. That's $600 for that two-month program. But then there's what's called IOP. IOP, that acronym stands for intensive outpatient. That's where somebody comes, and we really go for it. We meet three times a week and real regular for at least a month. The month commitment is what I ask for.
Well, he's available. He's made himself available. This is personal. He's willing, Mark Taransky is willing to work and connect with you directly or your loved one directly. There's a value to it, and then there's the invaluable part of it, relational connection, personal interaction. But the relational connection, relationships, hey, how valuable are the relationships that you have? How valuable is it to increase your own health, to invest in yourself? You know, you invest in yourself and you get better, you get stronger, you are enriched. Well, then you enriched others around you, your family. Your perception changes, the way you look at people, the way you look at situations, the way you look at problems. It might even be a way that God will enable you to look at problems and see through them to solutions. But an addiction needs to be addressed, needs to be dealt with. Mark Taransky can help that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm glad that you're sticking with us, that you're here, that you're listening, engaging. Mark Taransky, in his engaging way, will come back. He'll share more, and I'll have a few more closing thoughts as we begin to wrap up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Mark Taransky is the author of the book Figure It, Face It, and Fix It. And he has a program, an organization called New Horizons, and God is using that to release, to set people free from addictions. They also provide marriage counseling. He'll talk about this and other things in this part two of a two-part feature, a pre-recorded interview with Mark, as he explains his program and how God is using it. And if you hear how God is using it, well, God can use it in your life or the life of someone close to you.
But then there's what's called IOP. IOP, that acronym stands for Intensive Outpatient. That's where somebody comes, and we really go for it. We meet three times a week and real regular for at least a month. The month commitment is what I ask for. And that IOP program is $750.
Clear cut, well described, explained. Hey, investing in your restoration, it's skin in the game. Commitment for yourself, and I can see that, Mark. It makes perfect sense to me. And again, you're not. This is a means by which a person can live the life that God has called them to live, given them to live, destined them to live. And there's so many lives in shambles, and you have been given by God a gift, and you're offering it to whoever and however many, to the capacity of what God has enabled you to minister. And it's so personal. You're meeting with them. You're giving of yourself and sharing out of your life and the wisdom, the insights, the research, and the biblical foundation, the scriptural knowledge that the Lord has given those things to you early on in your life. And then now to see the way that God is using you as a conduit of blessing for the cause of Christ and for the betterment of people's lives, to realign with the purpose of God. It's incredible. NewHorizonsHawaii.com. Mark Taransky is the executive director of New Horizons Hawaii. Again, NewHorizonsHawaii.com. Substance abuse, addiction, and marriage counseling. As we transition, Mark, being the author of the book Figure It, Face It, Fix It, and fix it, your surprising solution to addictions and substance abuse. A parting word in relation to marriages. Nowadays, today, you talk about marriages that are on the fringe of splintering. They are already splintering, some falling apart. A word regarding marriages and the potential healing when it's ready to fall apart.
Well, we've talked a lot about the substance abuse angle, but another thing that I do and I really love to do and I feel called to do is work with marriages that are ailing. In fact, I oftentimes take marriages that have been, you know, people have been together for 20 years and they just are at the end of the rope, many times near divorce, and they don't know what to do. They don't know why the disconnect is there. And they still love each other, but they're driving each other nuts and they're just exhausted. And that's when I work with a couple. I do marriage 911 retreats. They're 3-day retreats, intensives. I'll take two couples at a time, and I'll work with them over the 3-day period. And again, marriages are transformed. They come at the brink of divorce. They leave with hope and holding hands. It's exciting to see. Well, what are we doing? What am I doing in that capacity? What I do is I teach them a completely different paradigm of how to communicate and love with one another. They... Oftentimes, couples are in what we call a fear dance. They don't even realize it. Again, it's that baggage that we carry on that we react from. And in that, we get stuck in this mode where the person becomes the enemy and we cannot have a good conversation with them. And everything turns into an argument. And then we get stuck. And this is where couples then come to me because they don't know what to do with that. I come along and show them three different things. We go through a process of three different things. First of all, elevate their awareness. You cannot fix something you don't know what's broken about it. And so I help them understand why they do what they do. What really is going on? When the light bulbs go on, they go, oh my goodness, I never saw that. I never saw that about myself. I never saw that about my spouse. I never saw that collectively about what we're doing. That is a complete different way of looking at things. It's refreshing. And what happens is whenever buddy's stuck in marital discord, they're fearful because they don't know what's going on. They'll just say, I don't know what's going on. Well, we suck the mystery and fear out of that and replace it with compassion and empathy. Because when I do know what's going on, when my relationship is, the awareness is elevated, I now can be empathetic toward myself and my spouse, which would then pave the way into a whole different paradigm of how to talk with one another. And I do, the way people talk with one another, carte blanche around the world, is what we regard as business talk, what I call business talk, where the goal is to solve a problem or to stop a conversation or to have you come to my side. I teach them a whole different paradigm called heart talk, which has a whole different goal and will help you to reach that solution 90 to 100% of the time, whereas business talk will not help you in emotionally charged situations to reach that conclusion. That alone right there is eye-opening to people and changes the whole paradigm of their relationship and frees them to actually love and be connected with one another. Because every couple comes with the same ideal. I want to be loved. I want to be nurtured. I want to be cared for. I want to be understood. I want to be respected. And yet the things that have gone on in a relationship have deteriorated over that over time, and they don't even know why. And that's where I come in to help put the puzzle pieces together.
Mark Jaransky, you speak with a lucidity that is engaging and a connectivity that is endearing. I'm thinking of a person, if someone is in the sweet spot of their life, I mean, you are there. You are there. And this lane that God has you on, it's very, very life-changing for the people that come into contact with you and vice versa. New Horizons Counseling. You can find out more at newhorizonshawaii.com. That's Mark Jaransky. He's been our guest today, graced us with his presence and blessed us with his insight, his depth of research and experience out of a life that has been broken and healed, restored, a conduit of God's amazing grace, life, and hope. Mark Jaransky at newhorizonshawaii.com. Dear brother, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. This has been ever so valuable, invaluable in what you're offering to change people's lives.
Thank you, Danny. It's been a pleasure to be here. I really just enjoy sitting and chatting with you again. It's kind of rekindled a relationship that's been dormant for a while. And yes. So thanks for allowing me to be here today.
I appreciate wonderful. You very much. Thank you, Mark.
You bet.
Hey, a lot can happen. A lot can happen when you sit and talk with someone, with a friend. That's the value of having a cup of coffee, sitting, you know, at the coffee table, or in your living room, or wherever it might be, the lobby of a hotel, it could be. But just, you know, sipping some coffee and talking, as we say in Hawaii, talking story. And the things that come out when you're sharing in that form, that way, there's a simplicity to it. And there's a bond that takes place. You know, relational bonds, relational connections, they're gifts from God. They allow us to gain strength, to gain wisdom, to gain insight, even to gain warnings. I have friends that have kept me, prevented me from falling into places that could have damaged me in a great way. Because they were there, they warned me, or in some instances, just grabbed me and said, "Watch out." Sometimes we need to do that for someone else. We see a problem, we see an issue of concern, and we say, "Watch out." You might yell it, you might shout it out, or you might just say it with a gentle firmness, but hopefully always with love. You know, a gentle answer, the scripture says, turns away wrath. I've been told it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. And if we're going to give a warning, if we're going to give a point of correction, let's do that in love. As I share that with you, I'm saying it to myself because, as you know, hey, we win sometimes, we do some things exceedingly well, and at other times we stumble, and it's in those times that we learn the most. So you, me, together, hey, let's admonish one another, admonish our dear loved ones and friends. And if someone is stuck in a place of addiction, New Horizons is a place for them to go in contact. And I hope you've been encouraged by Mark Taransky today. You know, find out more at newhorizonshawaii.com. God's timing indeed is perfect, dear friend. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment. Go ahead and open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a gospel message, a message presentation of the gospel message. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to stand with us with a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "I have the right to do anything," you say, "but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Mark Taransky. Find out more at newhorizonshawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.